part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life and no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
So why does the left always have to alter reality? That's what I want to ask you. See, here's... Thanks for joining us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin McCullough. He's Stephen Baldwin, back from his jaunt in Rome. This is what really bothered me, Stephen. Putin had to have the rings fed to his suite because evidently the producers and maybe the rest of the people like working with Putin felt like he wouldn't be able to handle seeing a mistake.
Right.
He's going to make some sort of like drastic, you know, I will chop off your head.
Right.
Why? He's an authoritarian kind of guy. He can do anything he wants to. Why do people have to be afraid of him? Maybe because they do exercise that power in an abusive way. But have you noticed this about President Obama? Because President Obama's a leftist. His views are left. He is far left of anybody that's ever been president before. And he idolizes some of the same things that Lenin did, that Marx did, that Putin does. His worldview is kind of similar. Government should be big and powerful and in control. It should try to solve the problems for the little individual because the little individual is, you know, too incapable of being able to solve the problems for themselves. So we need a big, huge government that consolidates power and pulls more power out of the hands of the people and puts it into the hands of Washington, D.C., as seen with the health care.
Right.
He also doesn't believe that you got to tell the truth about anything. Like, there's a degree in which Putin, you know, he can pretend like he doesn't see stuff, and he doesn't have to because it doesn't matter. He has the power to do whatever he wants to his people. President Obama sits there with Bill O'Reilly, looks him dead in the face, and says that there wasn't a smidge of corruption in the IRS scandal. Not a smidge of... Now, there's 12 federal investigations that are still open that haven't determined if there was corruption involved or not. But before the Super Bowl, he sits there and goes, no, not a smidge. And then expects not to be called on. Well, you don't really know that, do you, Mr. President? I mean, how the investigations aren't even done. How are you able to say that?
Did Bill O'Reilly say that?
Bill O'Reilly asked him about the IRS scandal.
And then after his answer, did he say, well, these investigations are open? No.
Yeah, well, the president was shutting him down. He was like, no, Bill, not a smidge. Next question.
Right.
Moved on. Then you've got the whole stuff with Benghazi. And this stuff gets even weirder by the day. Because the night of the thing, we're told that Panetta and other people from the Pentagon knew almost within seconds of the attack happening that it was terrorism. They get in their car at the Pentagon. They go and have a private meeting at the White House. And they tell the president, we know this is terrorism. Then he comes back and says, you know, we're not going to let this stand. And then he sends Susan Rice out, and she says on all the major talk shows, well, you know, this guy did this video. It blew up out of control. That was 5 days later, when we knew 15 seconds after it started that this was terrorism. And our defense secretary, Mr. Panetta, told the president that it was terrorism. Again, Bill O'Reilly didn't get that question to him in the interview. 10 minutes went by pretty quick, and he kept trying to filibuster Bill, not give him time to ask. But my point is, he can lie with impunity, and he has again and again. Eric Holder went to the FISA court, lied about James Rosen, said he's a national security threat. We need to tap his phone lines. They took the records of all of the AP journalists for the Associated Press, and they subpoenaed all information from every call that the Associated Press had made. They've been on this big data dig for a while trying to, you know, comb through all of the individual cell records of people that, you know, use AT&T, Verizon, and all these other things. I'm sitting here going, man, this sounds a lot like a huge government trying to absorb more and more and more control. And how is that different from the 1920s and what Stalin did?
Now, you make a very good point.
It creeped me out.
All this from a little snowflake.
A retarded snowflake.
Yeah.
So am I overreacting? Is there going to be a legitimate concern that the Obama administration could turn into the Stalin administration? Is he going to kill people? Is he going to send them to Siberia?
Has he already?
Well, he didn't protect his ambassador.
No, Yeah.
See, I can almost check a box on every similarity, and that scares me.
I said not too long ago in my Huffington Post interview that I no longer had a political opinion.
Right.
But I find it beyond.
I'm not asserting that there is a connection.
My ability to
I'm just
express
saying,
it.
It scares me. To see the similarities.
That when a U.S. ambassador, when there are images on the internet of a U.S. ambassador's body being dragged through the streets, and there's no retaliation.
Not only was there no retaliation, the president disappeared the night of the attack.
That is Obama's America.
He disappeared the night of the attack. Panetta comes to see him, tells him that it's terrorism, and then we don't know where Obama goes for the next 10 hours. Now, on the night that they got bin Laden, they were all in the strategy room, and they all got their picture taken mm-hmm. looking at the screen mm-hmm. going, oh, look, we're getting bin Laden. Oh, yeah, look. They all look very serious at the screen, and they take that picture. But we don't know where the president was as our ambassador was under attack for his life, as our Navy SEALs were rescuing people and then eventually giving their lives right. in a later attack, hours later, when we could have scrambled and had... I'm just saying, are there similarities? I'm not asserting that there are, but I'm saying there seems like there's a lot of similarities here to me.
Yeah.
888-340-3373. Okay, some of you have been very patient. 888-340-3373. Line 1, John is in Michigan. Hi, John, welcome.
Welcome, comrade. How you doing? I'll tell you what.
That's Bolshevik comrade to you, sir. Come on, get it straight. Right.
Okay, what's happening is Barack Obama taught Saul Alinsky rules for radicals when he was a so-called law professor, and Hillary Clinton wrote the college thesis on. And this has been instilled in him since he was 9. And definitely, you guys are hitting right on the mark. And there have been people that have disappeared that were going to expose Obama, like Andrew Breitbart, and then the other fellow, Tom Clancy. They both had information that they were going to release, a lot of similarities, and that there is no retaliation. We've never had anything like this. They're like, that was an act of war. They burned our flag in Benghazi and all this. I mean, it's just horrible what's going on, and this people are waking up now because the information's coming out thanks to people like you and people like your co-host, Mr. Baldwin. And I'm telling you, I'm so glad that you guys are speaking about this every night. And, hey, call me. Give me an email on that fish hook, Mr. Baldwin. All right.
All right. Thank you, John. By the way, there's much more that I've written on this for tonight's Town Hall column that comes out at midnight on townhall.com. But I'm just asking the question, is there a similarity between Stalin's Russia and modern America? 888-340-3373. I can find some similarities. And maybe we're not there yet, Stephen. Maybe we're not dragging people off to Siberia and putting them in labor camps. But are we doing other things? Taxing people that are producing and giving it to people that aren't producing.
Well, yeah, but listen, there is a percentage of the American people now that they don't care. They just don't care. They're going to turn a blind eye to Benghazi. They're going to turn a blind eye to NSA. They're going to turn a blind eye to using the IRS in a way that...
As a weapon.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And there's just Americans now because, you know, I don't know why, but they drank a certain Kool-Aid 5-6 years ago, and they want what they want, and maybe it's like Maybe this is where it's all going. Maybe it is just a time where that sheepishly blind, stupid people are now just going to look to the government and say, do it for me.
I could never imagine the American media putting a false picture up of the rings opening to trick Americans into believing that something worked because they were afraid that they were going to be executed by our government the next morning. But this is still the reality in Russia. The producer did it. He confessed to it. I don't know if he is going to end up swimming with the fishes or not, but are there reasons to be concerned about the similarities? Line two, Gino is calling from the Bronx, listening to our flagship AM 970. Hi, Gino. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough.
The difference between Rootin' Tootin', Vladimir Putin's Russia, and Obamaloid, the Mongoloid's America, is that Obama rewards stupidity.
Okay, Gino, I shouldn't have done this. We're taking a break. I want to hear more of what you have to say. Stay with us.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to amtcaudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to amtcaudition.com. That's amtcaudition.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We'll be right back.
McCullough Live, Saturday night, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. All the phone lines are lit up right now.
Kind of like a Christmas tree, but let's go back to Gino, who was on hold.
Kind of like a snowflake.
From the Bronx, a properly working snowflake, not a retarded snowflake. Hey, Gino, we're not calling you a retarded snowflake. Thanks for being here. Thanks for not wilting during the commercial heat.
Well, I was moving a lot of snowflakes today, getting all that snow off the street.
Because,
of course, our wonderful sanitation department does it for us. But anyway, let me get back to my point.
Yes.
In Putin's Russia, they're actually punishing competent imbeciles. In Obama's America, we get reward them. Solyndra, NSA gate, IRS gate, Obamacare gate, you name it, these people actually have been promoted. Nobody's been frog marched to the nearest federal district court and actually prosecuted for treason. Obamacare itself is treason. Trillions of dollars are being taken, stolen out of your pocket. And what do? We reward this fool. We gave him a second term.
Well,
and we're still going to give the Bolsheviks and his party another term because the Republicans are even more stupid because they're going to actually legalize 30 million illegal aliens that are going to further bankrupt America. Why are we so stupid?
The only
possible answer I could give is because we've been told all along we have to show kindness, we have to show mercy, we have to show sympathy towards the most stupid people on the face of the earth while we're destroying ourselves because we are stupid.
All right,
how's
Gino.
That?
That's pretty good. Thank you. He's very excitable, that Gino.
Yeah, well, and I hate it when he sugarcoats it like that.
Yeah. But he's got an actual point. Remember Lois Lerner? Remember she goes up to the House. They have the committee hearings on the IRS. You know, IRS, why were you targeting only conservative and Christian groups?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we weren't. Yeah, but only like 2,000 Christian groups and conservative groups got stalled in their applications. There, you know, hardly any liberal groups that. Yeah, we didn't do that. Like, it doesn't matter what you, like, they're just gonna, they just lie to your face.
Right.
So she goes up and goes, well, I'd like to exercise my Fifth Amendment privilege to not testify against myself. And then launches into a 25-minute defense of herself that supposedly then they can't ask her to follow up on because she's invoked her Fifth Amendment rights.
Right.
And what happens to her? She goes from overseeing the IRS to overseeing the IRS part of Obamacare. Exactly what Gino just described.
Right.
She got bumped up. The food chain.
Yeah.
Because she carried out the Dear Comrades agenda. Let's go to Tom in the Bronx on AM 970 listening to the answer. Hi, Tom.
Okay. Maybe everything happening in Washington, D.C. isn't new. During the time of FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, there was a crazy plan they had. They just had said, look, there are musicians going around, and they may be singing songs against the government. And a lot of the musicians were not doing that. They were just going from one nightclub to the other, just trying to earn a living. They were assassinated, at least 30 of them, in this country. Now, how many per state, I don't know. But that was a story years ago I read in the newspapers about that. And what's going on now, I'm not saying that people are being eliminated today. But what I'm getting at is the same MO is going on. And keep this in mind. Cheney, President Bush, and Barack Obama are all cousins. Cheney is the spark plug that likes all of this type of government to come about.
Hmm.
He's been pushing for it. In fact,
so you think Cheney and Joe Stalin are tight?
Well, I'm not even going to, you know, try to compare him to him. But what I'm getting at is they like the style.
I'm just curious, Tom. How do you get to that? How do you get to the point where you say that Dick Cheney, whose policies promoted greater personal responsibility, How do you get him and Obama being alike in any way?
Well, they're cousins. They're family. They're old family.
Well, if you go back far enough, Tom, Obama. We all are. So
no,
that's not...
No, no. They're family. They are family as a family is a family.
No.
Yes, they are. Oh,
within a few generations. Yeah, like
no,
they're 17 cousins.
But they're cousins, sir.
Tom?
Yes.
Yeah. Tom, it's Steve Baldwin here. You lost me.
They're cousins. They're relatives.
Well, but everything like, is but you're fooling around, Tom. You're fooling around. You're goofing around now. And I'm not. Well, how are they cousins?
They're relatives.
How?
No, they are technically. Their bloodlines are related. They're like 17th
well,
or 30th
relatives.
Or 38th cousins.
That came out in
like
the papers too.
Right.
Before,
yeah.
before the first. Oh,
and for that
president.
And for that. DNA reason that they're similar is what you're saying.
No, they're just cousins. They're cousins by marriage or whatever. But what I'm trying to say to you is this, that when you figure it out, you know, you can't become president. I can't walk by the White House and somebody looking out the window says, there's the guy we want for president, Tom from the Bronx.
Right.
It doesn't happen. So what happened was that when they had said, look, we have agendas to push through, and they said, well, how about our cousin Obama?
Yeah, Tom, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Thank you for the call. I thank you for the call. That's okay, that's just a bucket load of crazy. Let's go to Lee in Fairbanks, Alaska. No, there's nothing to translate there. They may technically be very distantly related.
Thanks for the call, Tom.
But
keep listening and
if you think
call us back.
If you think the policies of Cheney and Obama share any shred of similarity,
what I was going to ask, Tom, and I'm glad that I didn't get the chance, was, you know, in whatever crazy suspicions about Dick Cheney and his policies and his behaviors and things he's done, there's no comparison to what Barack Obama's done.
They don't believe the same thing. So how can you get to the same policies?
Well, this is, one factoid that I like to give people is in all of President Bush's W's presidency, presidencies,
right.
He did 40 drone strikes. 40 that were documented.
And they were strategic and they were important.
And Barack Obama's done 400.
Yeah, that
400.
I don't even know that that's a problem.
Well, but my point is,
if it's on strategic targets.
Is in Barack Obama's running for office saying, hey, I'm going to be about peace and I'm going to be about no more war and I'm going to, you know, like, and it's, we got to stop this whole American, you know, macho, we're number one dominance thing. He's done 400 drone strikes.
And even though he did 400 drone strikes, he's done a good job of not letting us be macho or even respected in foreign policy around the globe anymore. Just look at what they did to our ambassador while he was sleeping or playing golf or, I don't know, arm wrestling with Putin, maybe designing a retarded ring for the Olympic logo. I don't know what he was doing the night of Benghazi, but he was doing something other than watching what was going on in Benghazi. He's Baldwin, I'm McCullough. We're taking your calls.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin, so glad that you're with us. We're talking about why the political, theological, cultural left has to alter reality. What is it about the truth of the world they live in that they cannot handle knowing? For instance, President Putin had to have all five of the Olympic rings shown to him. Otherwise, the producer of the opening ceremonies might have ended up pushing up daisies. Of course, none of them know about Twitter or Facebook, of course, and now they may all be pushing up daisies anyway because they've been made the laughingstock of the interwebs, and so they don't even know. But so the entire world saw one thing. The entire world saw four rings open and one retarded snowflake not open. President Putin's TVs all saw the fifth ring open, even though that's not what really happened. The president tells lies and repeats them consistently. For instance, in his State of the Union address, which you missed because you were in Rome, Mr. Baldwin, the president said that they had 9 million people enrolled in Obamacare. They don't have anywhere near. They don't even have 3 million people enrolled in Obamacare. They only get to 3 million if you say that you take everybody that's like added something to their cart. Like, you know, in Amazon, when you go on and you look around, add something to your cart. You don't check out. You don't pay for it. You just put it in your cart. They're counting that as a sign up for Obamacare.
Right.
Well, with that, you barely get to about 3 million people. So he just bold-faced lies regularly. That's what leftists do. They lie to people, and then they can't be told the truth either because evidently they can't handle it or they fly off the handle or whatever. But why is that? Why can't they just deal with the facts as they are? I'm wondering, and NBC was guilty of this last night. They kept calling the industrialized Russian Revolution, you know, where they kicked out the czars, who weren't the greatest people either, but they instituted the rule of the communists, and that iron fist ran that portion of the world and a good much more of it for the next 70 years, pushing God and everything else out of the life of the society. Why do they have to? What is it about what the left believes that does not allow them to see the truth and not be threatened by it? 888-340-3373. So is America, since we're headed by a leftist now, are we headed for the Stalin-era Russia that Matt Lauer said last night somehow lost 20 million people? Where did he lose them? Are they under here? Hey, 20 million people, come on back. We're ready for you now. No, they didn't lose them. They didn't misplace them. They didn't forget where they put them. They killed them. Be nice if our own television networks told the truth, wouldn't it? Let's go to line one. Lee is in Fairbanks, Alaska, listening to AM 660. Hi, Lee.
Good afternoon, or whatever time of day it is on your part of the world.
Well, we're closing down shop for the day here soon, so it's pretty late.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Hey, earlier in the program, you had an analysis of Stalin and Obama's M.O.s.
Right.
And you wondered if Obama had killed people. He doesn't need to.
Actually, I think Stephen was asking that. I didn't ask that. Did you ask if he killed people?
On the program, the question was asked, and
right.
He doesn't. Obama doesn't need to kill. Stalin had to kill to silence his opposition. Obama keeps dossiers, knows what his opposition has hidden in their lives through phone logs, emails, and eavesdropping on levels I can't even understand. And he can silence these people with threatening to expose their worst fears. No need to kill them. And I've heard of that as being referred to as the Chicago politics.
Sure sounds a lot like Joe Stalin, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Well, it's the same M.O.,
right.
No need to kill people, because how messy could killing 2 or 3 million people be, you know?
Yeah.
You know, somebody might decide, you know, somebody might ought to go to jail for murder, but we don't seem to get excited about them knowing everything they can come up with on anybody they can come up with it, whether it's a Supreme Court judge or a governor or a senator that might need to be, you know, just a little tweak to get them to vote the way you want them to, and you get his vote. You don't have to kill him and try to find somebody else. You just threaten him with a little exposure of not nicety that he's been involved with for maybe one hell of a long time that he's been able to keep hidden. But now with all the eavesdropping that's going on, you know, that could get real nasty. And, you know, he might fall out of favor, and he wouldn't want to do that. So he just shuts the hell up, and they go on about business.
Interesting observation, Lee. Thanks for listening to us tonight in Fairbanks on AM 660 KFAR. Appreciate it. He brings up a good point.
Absolutely.
Embarrassing people is a lot less messy.
No, the threat of killing...
No bodies to have to bury.
Right, but the threat of killing who you are...
Yeah.
You know...
I just thought of another one. I didn't put in my column. I just thought of another one. Stalin militarized his police force to use against the populace.
Mm-hmm.
What's Obama been buying for his...
A lot of bullets.
For his domestic law enforcement...
Sure.
Lots of bullets, tanks, other things. All right, we've got to take another break. Lots of you want to weigh in. We're going to get to all your calls when we continue. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, you're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually have a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean, fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night. Numbers 888-340-3373. And, boy, we've had a hoopla of interesting opinions here.
Who would have thought a retarded snowflake could stimulate such deep philosophical, political reflection?
Not me. Poor little snowflake.
Shouldn't call it retarded. 888, but it is underdeveloped. That's all it means.
It just was slow, like you said.
Yeah, that's all it means. 888-340-3373. Are we headed towards Stalin-era Russia in the United States with the current president? The reason I ask is I've noticed a lot of similarities. Stalin consolidated power, began, aggressive policing of his own people, did all kinds of things to keep himself in power, even if it was illegal. I'm just curious. 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Angel, calling from Tampa, Florida. Hello, Angel.
Oh, man. God bless you. This is the second time calling. I hope you understand my Spanish accent here. Look, I'm going to come with another different view. Some of the callers, they have nice opinions. But I'm going into the abortion issue. I don't know how Stalin was in 1918 about allowing the women to abort the children. But you know, Mr. President Obama here, he's in charge and he's responsible for everything. since I'm a military retiree, the Benghazi incident affects me a lot, you know. Maybe
sure.
I talked to you last time.
Sure.
So he's a killer himself because as long as he takes our tax dollars and gives it to Planned Parenthood to kill those babies, he's a killer, man. Since he took office, he said it. He was pro-choice. So to me, he's a killer, man. You know, those babies are going to be under his... Because he had the power, along with the Congress and the Supreme Court, to stop the abortion law. The woman was support, let it be her sin, but not by the law, you know, by country. So that's one point. And come in and don't tell me I'm a racist because I'm from Puerto Rico and I'm part black, but he's not black. He's only half black. So the African Americans in the United States supporting him, not all of them, because I know the Christians, well, Christians are supporting him, but the American, African American woman, you know, maybe I'm saying this wrong, all right? The African American woman, the black woman in the United States, is aborting babies at a higher rate. So, you know, I just don't get it.
Well,
get it.
Angel, actually, thank you for your call. There are some statistics I can actually relay that prove your point. 7 out of 10 pregnancies in African American households are born into illegitimacy. Mm-hmm. So 7 out of 10 are not born to a married mother and a father.
Mm-hmm.
7 of those 10, so the 7 of the original 10, count 10 of those, and every 7 of those, you end up aborting. So it's close to a 50%, maybe slightly more than 50% gross pregnancy rate amongst African Americans that end in abortions. They're the only ethnicity in America that is actually decreasing in percentage year after year. Hispanic, whites, Asians, Middle Eastern, Jews, etc., they all continue to grow. Blacks are actually shrinking in the percentage of population that they have, and that's a very unusual thing. Let's go to James, calling on line one from. He's watching us on the UAN somewhere in Texas. Hi, James. Welcome.
Well, yes, I just want to say, the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach bless you and use your body for His glory. You know, that's Jesus' name in Hebrew. I prefer that name.
Okay.
And anyway, go along with what we was just saying. Way back in about the 20s, I guess it was, with Margaret Sanger, the one who started all this, and she was a racist and she hated black people. She thought they was inferior. And she wanted to get rid of the black race.
Yep.
And her relatives, her descendants, are the ones that run Planned Parenthood today. And they put these in predominantly black neighborhoods to get rid of black people. And then these are the same people that are with the Democratic Party. So they're voting for the people that are trying to kill them when they vote for liberal Democrats.
Yep.
This is the facts.
Yep. Nope. I agree with you all the way around. Now, to the larger question, are we becoming like Stalin-era Russia? What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what Obama is. He's the black Adolf Hitler. That's, if you want to put it in, nail on the head, that's where we're headed. Exactly the same direction.
Now,
that's why he gets all this stuff passed. You see, he's so annoyed by the devil. That, you know, did you know they have people out there that are so for Obama? And this happened to me many times. I say anything negative about Obama, and I don't talk about Obama. I voted for him. You can't say anything negative.
Well,
if you say anything negative about him, you're a racist automatically.
It's hard, James. Thank you for the call. It's hard, Stephen, when you so want something to be a certain way. And I think that the nation as a whole wanted this when he was elected. I think we wanted to be a post-racial country. I think we wanted to be beyond our squabbles from the past. I think we thought we were becoming a better nation, and that the election of Mr. Obama was a demonstration of that. It's hard to look back and say, I got it wrong. For so the people that did vote for him, although there's more and more that are saying that they did, the voters under 30 now are so disillusioned. Their mm-hmm. unemployment rate's over 26%.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that their eyes, you know, you're not earning a paycheck. You're a little more willing to probably look and go, that was a dumb thing for me to do. I shouldn't have voted for it. Those were bad policies. But it is hard. I understand what James is saying. It almost verges on... impossible to talk to some people. You've had that experience.
Yeah. On this program.
Yeah. And in your church.
Yeah. Exactly.
888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. One last segment to go. We will take more of your calls. All three phone lines, I believe, are open. And then be on the lookout for my piece at townhall.com tonight, townhall.com. I kind of fillet Matt Lauer. He said last night that during Russia's industrial era, they lost 20 million people. I just want to know where they put them. Under what rock did they leave them in the? They leave them in the pantry. Where did you just hide out with 20 million people? Yeah, that's because he didn't lose them. But lose implies that something happened to them that they didn't know. Their families didn't know, but Mr. Stalin knew. They were lining ditches in Siberia. Anyway, more of your calls next. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And you can follow us online. We're both on Twitter and Facebook. Baldwin McCullough, stay with us. Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3 to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Rich Baldwin McCullough live. I'm just floored by an amazing conversation this evening. Let's go to.
I was going to say because he was tired.
Our last call.
Line three.
Barry, Tampa, Florida. Hey, Barry. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to make a point. You've got, I think, half the population is currently getting payments from the federal government. If you wanted leverage to manipulate the population, just take a look at when they tried to shut down the government to straighten it out so that we stopped stealing money from great-grandchildren. They scared all the people that get a check into believing they wouldn't get that check. That happened to be the constituency of the Democrats. It worked to their advantage. I'm sure the Republicans have constituencies such as defense spending that also can be manipulated in similar fashions. I think both parties are stopping other parties from being heard, other ideas. And I would like to see somebody also figure out if you take the current bureaucracy that gives domestic spending, divide that amount of money that they're spending on that bureaucracy amongst its current recipients, it'd be interesting to see how large the check would be.
That is true.
And you could buy those votes the way these parties are buying all their other votes, except you eliminate the political party's power to force people to give them money when they're considering legislation.
Yeah, well, the difference here, Barry, is that now there's been 6 years of constant public sector growth. I mean, that's the only place where jobs have really, really grown. It's people that are working for the government. Barry, thank you for the call. Line two, Steve in Mesquite, watching on Channel 47. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Good. We're just got a couple minutes left. What's your thought?
Sir, I believe we are headed towards this Stalin-type communism. I've noticed this through the years. I've noticed even the textbooks in the schools have changed.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed so many different things that has happened in the United States.
Hmm.
Now, a man by the name of Adolf Hitler said that he would conquer any nation with 26 soldiers. We're seeing it happen today.
Steve, I don't mean to be disagreeable. I believe that was Karl Marx that said that. And, of course, he was referring to the alphabet. And, of course, he was correct.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call, Steve in Mesquite, watching on the UAM. Before that, Barry was watching on Biz TV. Great to be part of both of those networks and 338 radio stations across the country. Sirius XM, we didn't hear from any Sirius XMers tonight. They're normally weighing in. They're probably contemplating the retarded ring. The retarded red ring. Interesting that it didn't happen. But check out my piece on townhall.com tonight. I think you'll find it interesting and pass it on to people. Get people thinking this week, Stephen. It's never a bad thing to do to cause people to reflect a little bit.
Absolutely.
What do we really believe and why do we really believe it?
I do it with my Twitter.
I believe that you should be reading Stephen's Twitter.
Amen.
Every day. I read it every day. I don't ever start a day without reading Stephen's Twitter. But I think I lost it. Kind of like Matt Lauer did, the 20 million people. It's under here somewhere. Where'd he go?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
20.